Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio program of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we trust today that you're getting ready to go to church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and certainly you're invited to come and bring your Bibles and bring your families and study the Word of God with us today. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship service. And, of course, again, if you're not able to come to our Sunday school, then you're invited to come into the preaching service at 11 o'clock. Tonight's service meet at 4 o'clock. And we, of course, invite you to come again to worship the Lord with us and join with us as we study a portion of the Word of God. Our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And so these are our services, and we do invite you to come and join in our fellowship. We want to continue this morning on our subject that we've been preaching for some time. And I know that it's a rather difficult subject, and yet it's one of the simpler subjects in the Scriptures. And that is the doctrine of the eternal security of the believer. Sometimes this doctrine is called once saved, always saved. And of course we've talked about why people sometimes don't believe this doctrine. And honest people, good people, upright people, they just don't believe the doctrine of eternal security of the believer. And sometimes the reason they don't believe it is because of simply a misunderstanding about what it is. You must understand what grace means. Grace means unmerited favor. Grace means that we have received salvation for which we did not work. We did not earn it. It's given to us freely. Sometimes there are those people that misunderstand the doctrine of the fall of man. And so they don't understand the doctrine of eternal security. Man is completely fallen into sin and cannot help himself in any way whatsoever to be saved. Salvation is absolutely, totally, and completely a gift from God. And so when Jesus saves us, He saves us completely. Some people do not understand the mercy of God. The very word mercy implies that a sinner is guilty, recognizes his guilt, does not ask God for justice, but instead ask for mercy. And so we've covered these things in our study of the doctrine of eternal security. And so this morning we'd like to go a little bit further on this same line of thought. And we're want to study this morning, the fact of eternal security. The fact of eternal security. If you would, please, look in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse 15. And I want to read to you here, begin reading to you some scriptures that talk about how that we have a life in Jesus Christ that is eternal, or that is everlasting. I want you to think about this, that if words mean anything at all, the word everlasting means without beginning and without end. To have eternal life means that we have a life in Jesus Christ that will never come to an end. John chapter 3 and verse 15, as Jesus speaks to Nicodemus, he says, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What kind of life was Jesus talking about? The Bible says everlasting life. Read John chapter 3 and verse 16. Probably the most popular verse in the entire Bible. John 3 verse 16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I would ask you again, what kind of life is Jesus talking about? Is he talking about the kind of life that we have until we sin? Or is he talking about the kind of life that's without end? Read with me this scripture. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 29. Jesus said, "And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life." And so here again is that word, everlasting life. That is the kind of life that we receive at salvation. John chapter 3 and verse 36. He says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." When Jesus was talking to the woman at the well in the book of John chapter 4 and verse 14, he said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John chapter 5 and verse 24, Jesus says again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And so on and on and on again. As a matter of fact, the word everlasting life, those two words together, everlasting life, appears 10 times in the book of Matthew through the book of Revelation. The Bible talks about eternal life. The Bible never talks about a salvation that comes or happens and then a person sins and loses that eternal life. I want you to see here that the Bible is saying very specifically, and Jesus himself repeats over and over and over and over again, that whenever we're saved by the grace of God, that we at that point have eternal life, that is a life that will never, never, never end. Years ago, I was listening to a television broadcast of a very popular TV evangelist, and he had a question and answer session on his program. People would send in questions and he would give them the answers. And so one lady asked a question and said, "Well, brother, I want to know how it is that we can lose our salvation if the Bible says we have eternal life." And this man's reply astonished me to no end. This man said, "Well, eternal life is not eternal." He said, "Eternal life is what Jesus gives you when he saves you, and he gives that to you until you sin, and then you lose it." And I thought, how could that be eternal life if he did not give me eternal life to start with? I mean, when Jesus at salvation has given us eternal life, then that is eternal life. It's not a life until I sin. You see, I'm saved by the grace of God. I am saved through the faith that he gives me. I'm saved because he has given me mercy. He has loved me when I was unlovable. He has redeemed my wickedness. He has redeemed me. Eternal life is not just a principle that's talked about in the scriptures, but eternal life is a real living eternal life. It is what I receive, personally receive from Jesus Christ. And I have eternal life. I think that there is a great misunderstanding today about what sin really is. You see, there is the sin of Adam. That is, in every person, and when a person is conceived in their mother's womb, the Bible says that they are conceived in sin. That does not mean that the sexual act of the mother and the dad is sin. It simply means that a person receives sin from his dad. A baby that is in his mother's womb has sin in it, not because that child has done something wrong, but simply because it's conceived, simply because it's born, simply because it comes into the world. That's why sometimes that babies die. Babies don't die because they personally have committed some atrocious crime against God. Sometimes babies die simply because it's the sin debt, the Adamic sin debt that must be paid. And you know, whenever we're saved, Jesus Christ saves us from that original, that Adamic sin nature. Now, we still have our sinful nature. We still have the body that lives in sin and wickedness, and the depraved mind. But at salvation, Jesus gives us eternal life because Jesus removes that Adamic sinful nature from our very spirits. We still have sin in our bodies. And we must, the Bible says, whenever we realize that we sin daily, we go to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive us of those sins. But we do not ask Him to save us again. Jesus Christ only died on the cross one time. One time was sufficient for the sin of the world. It was sufficient for my salvation. And so I am saved by the grace of Almighty God. My Adamic sinful nature is gone. And yet, the sinful nature of my body remains. But I've got good news for you. Because at the resurrection, I am going to receive a new body. And this new body will be without sin. And so, there's going to come a day when all the sin, the sinful nature of my body will be completely and totally removed from me. And I will have a new mind. I'll have a new body. I'll have a new heart. And I will be able to worship God totally, completely free of any kind of sinful nature or sinful inclination or anything else at all. I have eternal life, not a temporary life at all. I'm glad that when Jesus saved me, He washed me and cleansed me and made me whole by His own precious blood that He shed for me on the cross of Calvary. I was not saved by works of righteousness that I have done, but rather by His own righteousness, by His own blood, by Him, by His own self, He died for me on the cross of Calvary. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. My, it sure does slip away in a hurry sometimes, but we enjoy you listening, and we appreciate being able to be on the air and to bring you this very precious truth of the Word of God. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or preach over this radio station, we'll be glad to sit down with you and to talk with you concerning these things. We invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.